Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. I am so excited to be with you today. We are going to talk about something near and dear to my heart and something I know that you guys are into because I hear about it all the time. You guys are always asking questions. We are going to talk about systems for success in your cleaning company. Beautiful things about this is it's not just about making more money faster, which is nice. It's about making your life better and making you more effective and making everything that you do leveraged so you don't have to do the same thing over and over and work harder. So, if you guys are anything like me, you read the E-Myth, and if you did, I remember I was being just blown away by the, he did such a great job of articulating the value of franchises and systems. And I remember when I first read it, I actually had a Service Master franchise at the time. And the Service Master is a good organization, but I didn't have the, they didn't provide the systems and processes I needed in terms of how do I hire and how do I train people and build a culture that people want to be a part of, and how do I really get clients, right? So they didn't give the systems and processes that I felt like I needed, but I paid a bunch of money for it. And I thought they were super valuable. So I ran into the problem. Maybe you guys and gals have got the same issue of I didn't feel like I knew how to make systems. And I didn't know who I could pay to make systems. That everybody seemed super expensive, but they didn't really get my business. So I just ended up kind of bumping along, taking two steps forward and three steps back. And it wasn't that I wasn't committed or wasn't willing to work hard. I literally didn't know what to do. And I remember having such a clear picture of this amazing, world-class, remarkable business in my mind. And I just thought if I could just work hard enough and get all these systems and processes down like cold, like all these books would say, then I would have this just this world-class business that I could see. And I thought that the only thing between me and them was the right systems, right? If I just had this is kind of all E-Myth stuff. If I just had a owner's manual or an operations manual, or whatever you want to call it, that me and everyone at the team would just follow, that would just be like the secret to my success, right? And like you guys, maybe I felt like if I could just write it, and I never could get the time or effort or energy or know what to do to like just write this 300 page book that ever that would supposedly transform my life. So the problem was that belief system about systems kept me stuck believing that all that was important is what I did and not so much who I was. And if I couldn't figure that out, it was going to lead to burnout. It was going to lead to not making the providing the jobs for the people I felt like I was supposed to provide the jobs for, not creating the team, the impact. I was basically not living the life I feel like God created me to live, just because I had this belief that if I just had the systems, I could do it, but I couldn't find the systems, right? So that kind of false like carrot being held out in front of me, never being able to get it, made me go from being passionate about my business to wanting to give up oftentimes. So, and I don't know about you guys, if that's the place. So I had this really, when this kind of came to a head, is I went through a time in my life where I went through a divorce, is like 15 years ago. And it forced me, because I still didn't know how to do systems, it forced me to kind of be real with my people. And I started bumbling into how to build a culture. And at that point, the light went on. I realized there was a brand new opportunity to run my business completely different, that I didn't need a bunch of crazy systems that I didn't feel like I could ever make. I realized that if I had the right people that were like kind of down with my cause, and I just got I'm doing this live for those of you here in the recording, Jason Johnson, one of our Millionaire Mastermind, just said, do you have a system in place to go to Mexico for a week? Because they are in Mexico and trying to get me and my bride to join them and some of our other Millionaire Masterminds. So we'll see, Jason. I have a system to keep me away from my business. So yeah, if you guys may see me next week, or it's actually in February, from Mexico with the Millionaire Mindset guys, it would be awesome. I could have them on and we could have fun by the pool. It's actually snowing where where I'm at now. So not pool. All right. So the big aha I got that I want to share with you guys is I started realizing that if I had the right people following the right rules or believe, I shouldn't say following, believing the right rules, because we'll kind of do what we want to do and follow what we believe. So if I had the right people who believed the right things, they shared the same values I shared. Here's, this blew my mind. You guys might have a hard time believing it. I didn't even need systems. I'm going to repeat that because it's so important. If I had the right people who believed the right things, shared my core values, I didn't need systems. Because, and I'll just give you some examples, my core values at our team that everybody shares if they're on our team, and a lot of you guys in Cleaning Nation feel the same way, or you wouldn't follow me. But our rules, our core values are have fun, make money, be real, and help out. So that frees up, if I hire the right people that believe before they met me and after they you know are done with me, they believe that having fun is key in life, right? At work, at home, that's just who they are. They like having fun. They think making money is an important thing. They don't think money's evil or bad. They think they should make money for being part of our team. They think the company should make money as an indicator of success. They think you guys as our clients should make money. So they have fun, they make money. They're absolutely real. Like I really truly believe, I love getting to know our people. And I feel like I get to know them on a personal level, not just the guy or gal that does this work or that work. And then certainly if they didn't have a passion for helping out, they wouldn't do all the stuff that it takes to make Cleaning Nation spin and us give you guys the value and the transformation that you guys get. So I realized the big takeaway I want you guys to get, we're going to talk more about the framework and how to do it, but if we don't get the big aha, it's not going to work. I realized the right people who already believed the right rules or the right things that I believe, my core values, really wouldn't need systems, because I could just tell any of them, as long as they can spend money, they can hire people, fire people, hire client or accept clients, fire clients. They just have to show me how they were exemplifying having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. So I kind of had those four simple rules. We didn't have to have a lot of systems. On the flip side, if I had the wrong people that did not believe in that sort of stuff, I could have the perfect set of rules written down in charts and graphs and somehow get them to memorize them, but they're never going to follow the system because they don't have the beliefs that that's going to be right, right? So treating our customers right, you guys want to have fun, right? Like, and I can't make a system to have fun or have fun with our customers, help you guys make money and really want to help out and care about that in a deep level. There's no system that can do that for people, right? They have to show up like batteries included, ready to help, all about making money, right? So once I get the right people to show up that have the right beliefs, getting them to do the right things is super easy. However, if you have the wrong people that have the wrong beliefs that think help out's stupid and making money's, you know, bad, they're never going to be able to help you guys, no matter how good the systems and processes are. And here's the crazy part, kids. This is where I really get to meddling. This goes for you as the owner as well. This goes for me as the owner as well, right? When I am living those values and being who I need to be, it's so attractive to the right people. Not everybody, it's attractive to the right people. And it is repellent to the wrong people. So there's some people that think making money is evil, that having fun in a business setting is stupid, that helping out is a scam, and what else, make money, and being real, they don't want to be real or really show up. Those people are just going to go away. They're not going to be typically even customers. They're certainly not going to be part of my team. And if they were, I couldn't make them act a certain way before I change their beliefs. So as an owner, you guys always come to me going, tell me what to do. What's the system? What's the process? And obviously we're world-class at giving systems and processes, but we've learned if we can't get you as an owner to believe what you need to believe, you're never going to do what you need to do, right? And you as an owner, if you can't get your people to believe what they need to believe, you're never going to get them to do what they want to do. So belief comes first, then comes action. So it's not that you don't need systems or systems aren't important, but until you have the right beliefs that support those systems, it's never going to work. Like even with our coaching program, we'll get hundreds of applications per month and we'll take 20 or 30. A lot of the things that disqualifies isn't they don't have money or they're not smart or they don't have connections or they're just starting. None of that is a disqualifier. The disqualifier is typically their beliefs about what they can do, what they need to change and what they're willing to change. what things are under their control or what things are in control of the world. Things that a lot of owners don't get, but it has everything to do with their beliefs. So I want the big switch that we're going to get on systems are important, comma, once you have the right beliefs. If you got the wrong beliefs, all the systems are wrong aren't going to help you. The funny thing is once you get the right beliefs, you almost don't need the systems, right? They obviously help and make everything go faster and better. I'm not knocking systems, but systems without beliefs won't work because beliefs come first. Actions always flow from the beliefs. So actions are following the systems that you have, but if the beliefs are wrong, no one's going to follow them anyway. So that goes for you as an owner. If you don't have the right beliefs, I can't coach you into doing the right things. But once you've got the right beliefs and you've got your own core values that you're clear on, you follow them, systems are super easy, right? So the big thing is we need all of us, if we want to really excel, is we have to move from worker with good systems and constantly fighting our people to follow the systems, right? So I'll tell you, a lot of you guys don't even have the systems. So you're like, if I just had the systems, that'll be great. Well, let me fast forward that through you and kind of give you a preview of what that would look like. If you have the wrong people and the right systems, your whole life is just fighting the people, right? Like when I was young, Service Master, we had these t-shirts that said Service Master, and I wanted our people always to wear the shirts. They didn't want to wear the shirts, right? They believed the shirts made them look dumb, or I don't know what they believed. Had I looked into it, I would have been able to solve this problem. But I was constantly fighting the people who would say things like, I got a mess on it. I don't have any. I forgot it. It got ripped. There's always an excuse. So the system was clear. We give you X amount of shirts. It's enough shirts. You must wear the shirts if you would like to be able to go to work. And if you don't go to work, you can't get paid. If you don't wear the shirt, you can't go to work. So it's a very simple, clear system. But the beliefs of the people were probably somewhere around the shirts are dumb. They make me look bad. I don't like them. It's not important. So they wouldn't do it, right? So perfect example of good system, bad beliefs. However, if I had a team of people that were all on the same page, but they all believed helping out, they'd be like, hey, we help each other out. If I don't wear a shirt, that screws up Mike. It screws up the other people. It makes the people whose businesses we're in feel uncomfortable. We're certainly not going to make any more money. We're going to be real. Mike was real at the beginning when he told me there was a uniform. Help out, have fun. And it's not fun to have this constant tug of war with Mike and the other employees, right? So if they just believe the things you're supposed to believe, wearing the shirt's no problem. But if they didn't have the beliefs they believe, the systems aren't going to work. So we have to move from a worker with good systems who's going to continue to struggle and fight and go, why can't I get any employees? And they won't do it. Even if you get the systems, the employees aren't going to do what they need to do, right? We need to go from that to being a leader who personally follows our own belief system and knows that following our own belief systems, for me, it's have fun, be real, make money, and help out. That is going to attract other people. And here's where the magic comes in. If you're writing stuff down, you're like, okay, Mike, I'm waiting for it to come together. The cool thing is when you attract the right people, they will create the systems for you, right? Most of the systems you'll see within Cleaning Nation, with Grow My Cleaning Company, our team, are created by our team. So I'm able to kind of give the vision of, hey, here's how they're already about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. Is the leader, is the visionary. My job is to say, hey, here's how we're going to help out. Here's how we're going to help everyone make money. Here's how we're going to make money. We're going to have a ton of fun doing it. So everyone's enjoying themselves. I do that. And they naturally go, well, I've been doing the same project 5 times now, I'm going to make a system for it, right? They start making natural systems because their beliefs are where they need to be. Their actions go, I should make a system for this to make it easier for the next guy to do it or to make it easier for me next time I do it. So the beautiful thing is good systems with bad people results in chaos and fighting and not growth and not getting it done. Bad systems with good people results in the people seeing and identifying the systems are bad and upgrading them for you. It almost feels like magic. So now that we understand what needs to be done, let's do a quick framework on like, okay, that all sounds magic, but how do I like day to day tomorrow? How do I engage this? How do I create this system of shared beliefs and core values? How do I make that happen? Let's talk about that. So, here's the system. Here's the system for creating systems. Number one, get clear on your specific rules or beliefs or core values. Really, really important. So a lot of where people go wrong on this is they try to make the values or beliefs that they think their perfect prospects or their perfect employees will value, right? So I might, if I was trying to make up values or beliefs that I thought would serve my business, it wouldn't be have fun. If it was make money, it'd be make money for you guys. I certainly wouldn't be like, oh, this is so our employees can make good money and I want to make good money, right? Like that's a core value. So I just share it and I'm honest, but I certainly wouldn't pick that as a core value. I'd be like, teach systems or tell people what, not tell people, help people be amazing or excellence for everybody or help people follow their dreams or, you know, there's all sorts of stuff I would make up. And those are all fine beliefs. The problem is if I don't own it and I pretended that was it, you guys would catch me instantly and be like, this guy's full of crap. This isn't who he really is, right? So the big mistake you make when trying to discover your core values is instead of trying to discover them, try to decide on them. So if we pick, we try to make core values we think will be good for this business, and then you try and live like that, it's a pain. One of the beautiful things I love about this community is we have, you know, we do live events. We're constantly spending time with you guys as clients, as non-clients. You know, we'll do 3-day events with our Millionaire Masterminds Next Level folks, and they get to know me. We have dinner, we have breakfast, we have lunch, we spend all day. If I was faking it, people would get it immediately, right? Same with you. So one of the beautiful things about discovering what you really believe already and attracting people that believe those same things, you never have to act or fake it or wonder who's going to catch you or anything. I'm the same way on these podcasts as I am on our live coaching, as I am at our live events, as I am at dinner with my family. If you guys came back, like, that's the same mic, right? So that getting clear on your beliefs is super important. Just make sure they're yours. Don't try and decide them and fake them. You'll get tired and people will catch you. Just get clear on what your beliefs are and then live. And then goes right on to step two. Live those beliefs so loud, those values, and so consistently that any customer, prospective customer, employee, someone that's considering working with you, vendor, banker, anyone in your community that you impact is either going to be crazy attracted to them. Like, yes, that's it. Hopefully when I say we're all about having fun, making money, being real and helping out, you're like, yes, that's what we connect on those values. So it's super easy then to decide if we'd be a good fit to work together. As long as you think we can help you and we think we can help you, it's a great fit. But if you're like, those are stupid, we're not a fit, right? I'd rather you find someone else that has core values that match with you. And it's even more so at an employee level, right? No matter what the job is, I'll take someone that's an absolute core values match and might need some building on their skills than I will someone that's the best at what they do, but they're not a core values match, right? Just for a cleaner, if I had a cleaner who was this best cleaner in the world, but they were just anti having fun, they were going to get frustrated with us always joking around and having fun. We're going to get frustrated with them being a wet blanket. If, you know, they didn't want to help out, like, I'm just here for a paycheck, I don't give two craps about anyone else, just pay me and I got to go. That's fine for some other community. It's just not fine for us. We're going to get frustrated with them. They're always trying to help and they're never helping back. And they're going to get frustrated with us that we're always trying to kind of impede on their lives, right? So step one is get crystal clear on your core values. Don't make them up. Don't decide on them. Discover them. Step two is live them so loud, which if they are your core values, it'll be easy. You're just basically giving yourself permission to be out loud the person that you already are, right? So I don't have to be like, okay, Mike, you're going to do a podcast, have fun, make money, be real and help out. That's what I'm naturally doing anyway. I just get to do it on purpose for you guys, and people that are connected and attracted to that will be connected and attracted, which is fantastic. And the people that are like stupid, dumb, hate it, that's fine. You're not going to like working with us. This podcast isn't for you, and we're not going to like working for you. We'll just part friends. It's okay, right? So step one, get clear on your core values, discover, not decide. Number two, live them so loud and so consistently that the right people are crazy attracted to them, going, yes, I didn't know that existed in the world. And the wrong people are like, nope, not interested. Then as you attract, you will, I promise you, if you live them out loud, you will attract team members that are down with your cause. You'll attract the right customers that believe in what you do. And then you allow the team members and the customers to create systems and processes, right? Some of the things that we do and how we coach, the customer said, hey, it would be better if we could have this. And because we're a core values fit, I could listen to them, right? When they're not a core values fit, you know, that I might get feedback, hey, Mike, on the coaching calls, there's a lot of laughing and joking around, and I don't have time for that. I just want to get coached and go. I'm never going to take that feedback because it's not my beliefs, right? So I can't, if my customers don't share my core values and my employees don't share my core values, they're not qualified to make systems. But if they at a deep level believe the same things I do, they're absolutely qualified to make systems and I can stay out of the way, right? And it's awesome because they do the work naturally without me begging or pleading or whatever. Like, perfect example with the shirts, when they're not a core values match, wear your shirt. I got to send you home. Wear your shirt. When they are core values match, you'll be like, hey, Mike, we want to wear the shirts more often. We love them. Can we get more shirts? Can we buy them extra? How can we make some for the customer? You see the difference between trying to like drag people that don't believe what you believe into your beliefs and attracting the right people that believe your beliefs and leading them and having a blast. So, again, if you're like, what does that look like? Just join our Facebook group. I don't even know. Just you on Facebook, just look for Grow My Cleaning Company group. Go to growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com. If you can't be involved with this community too long, certainly with our team, and not see what it looks and feels like to be part of this community. So the beauty of all this is not only did this make being a leader easy for me, because when I was young, I'm not a natural leader. I'm not like hey, I'm going to charge this mountain and everybody follow me. I'm just not. But when I was just all about having fun, making money, being real, helping out, I just attracted those people, right? The people that I needed more than I needed the systems. And the people that were going to sabotage ran off. So it really, this has the capacity to transform you into a leader. And you start by being a worker, being cleaning, then you move up into managing people that clean for you. And then you kind of go into a leader and a visionary. So I'm trying to get you up that ladder. And with each one comes more impact, more fulfillment, certainly more money, more freedom, all sorts of good stuff happens. So the way to transition from manager to leader is values, shared values, right? You don't have to be a great leader. You just have to be your leader, right? You have to be you. So this will have so many benefits in your life. It will go from being lonely and frustrating and employees being this necessary evil to a community of people that you love working with, that you're excited to deal with. I love serving owners of cleaning company. That's you guys. I freaking love it because this community of cleaning companies love having fun. They love making money. They're absolutely real and they're so helpful. They're just such great people. And I love serving my team. So success and money actually become the bonus, right? You live this life that you want and you create the community that you want. You start seeing the vision that you had in your head and the success and the money are awesome and they come. But first, just being able to build this community that you're in the center of and that you can contribute to and they contribute to you is awesome. So if all of this sounds confusing, like this makes no sense, but I like them. Or if you're like, well, first of all, if you're like, I don't like the having fun or making money, all this sounds terrible and I like it, we're probably not a good fit. This is where we'll part friends. However, if you're like, I love it, but I'm confused and I need more and it's just been 20 minutes and he's giving me these big high concepts, but I need more to do, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. You will find two things. One, we've got our on-demand training, which is the best 40, 50 minutes of training I put together. It's amazing. It's everything that you need, big shifts that you need to go from struggling to making money. growmycleaningcompany.com. And there's also like, you can join our Facebook group. There's like over 10,000 owners of cleaning companies or members. You can, there's like 600 podcasts. There's all sorts of resources to become a leader, build a culture, create the systems. Just as you're doing it, remember, we got to change our beliefs first and then the actions come later. So check it out. growmycleaningcompany.com, Cleaning Nation. I will see you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.